It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, my neighbor. I'm so glad to see you. Yeah, I've been thinking about trees. I was walking along the street, saw a couple trees, and I thought, there are a lot of different kinds of trees. So I borrowed some pictures of trees from a friend of mine. They're tiny pictures, so you have to put them in a cartridge like this. These are called slides, this kind of picture. I guess because you can just slide them in like that. There are 8 of them. So let's just slide them in, and then we'll ask picture to show them for us. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 slides. I'll put the top on. Get on there, top. There. Picture, you know, is like a computer projector. So what we put into it, and we can ask, oh, it says, thank you. You're welcome, picture. Now, would you show us those slides of the trees that I just gave you? There, that's a pear tree. Pears grow on that kind of tree. And that's a palm tree. Isn't that a beauty? It's a maple tree. That's an oak tree. I like oak trees. Do you see the apples in that picture? That's an apple tree. Apples grow on trees. Do you like that one? That's a dogwood tree. Dogwood. Oh, there's a weeping willow. Its leaves just kind of go down. Looks like it's crying. So it's weeping willow. There's a pine tree. That stands very straight. Now let's just think about some more trees with buds and flowers and leaves and birds and animals and lots of things that happen all around trees. Thank you.
Come off in the fall, but in the spring, new leaves grow. But it's not that way with people. With us, everything keeps growing together all the time.
Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your fingers grow as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow, as your arms grow, as your hands grow, as your fingers grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your toes grow as your feet grow, as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. You certainly are. There's somebody at the door. Would you look out the window to see who it is, please? Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Hi, Mr. Speedy McFeely. Delivery.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good
One
day to you.
One package from Bob Trove for Mr. Rogers.
Oh,
there you go.
I bet it's another piece of the model he's been making.
The model neighborhood. Is that what it could be?
Yes. Mr. McFeely, before I open this, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes?
Do you like to eat anything from a tree?
From a tree. Now, let me see. Well, I don't eat bark, and I don't eat the leaves, and I don't eat pine needles.
Would you come to the kitchen with me just a minute?
Oh, be glad to. I have 2 minutes to spare.
Let's show him something. Just sit right down, please.
All righty.
You don't eat bark.
Nope, don't eat bark.
You don't eat needles.
Don't eat pine needles, no siree.
What about
apples? Well, yes, I eat apples, Mr. Rogers. Red apples, I like those.
They grow on trees, you know.
They grow on trees, you're right.
What about
yellow bananas? They also grow on trees.
Alrighty.
There we go. And pears? They grow on trees.
That's right.
And oranges? They also grow on trees.
And what about
coconuts? And they too grow on trees.
You see, there are lots of things that grow on trees. Do you like to eat these things?
Yes, and I like pears. May I have a pear, Mr. Rogers?
The pear's for you.
Alrighty, thank you. I think I'll take it home, eat it at home later, alrighty?
You're welcome to it. Now let's see what's in here.
Oh, Bob Trove hopes you like it.
See what it says? Now we know what'll be in here.
That's right.
Sometimes he sends them in lots of boxes. Uh-oh. Here's one. Another box.
I'll take that one from you.
Thank you. Let's see if he's got... Do you see tree anywhere on here?
There somewhere. Maybe it's hiding under the lid somewhere. Once more around. Aha, here it is. There
it
is.
Did you find it?
Tree, very small.
It is small, isn't it?
That's that one.
Oh, another box, Mr. McFeely.
All righty. Help you. I'll just take this one.
Thank you. Now, where would tree be on this one?
Let me see. It's not on the sides. Not on that one.
Here it is.
Right on the top.
And here it is. Boy, look at X's tree.
X's tree, and there's Henrietta's house right there.
Isn't that beautiful? It looks just like it.
It certainly does. Bob Trow's a clever man, a clever man.
I have an idea, Mr. McFeely.
You do?
You know, X's favorite thing is an orange.
They certainly are.
Yeah. Would you pretend that you're taking an orange to the neighborhood of Make-Believe?
Already, I like to pretend. I like to pretend.
Good. Would you pretend with us that X the owl is thinking about an orange in Make-Believe? Would you pretend with us?
Wow. Boy, what a beautiful day. Oh, it's almost a perfect day. Do you know what would make it perfect? One big, round, juicy orange. That's what. I think I'll wish for one. I wish, I wish, I wish for an orange. I wish for a big, round, juicy orange.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, hi, Henrietta. I was wishing for an orange.
Yeah, I love oranges, meow, meow.
I surely do love them, and I am going to wish for one right away.
Meow, meow, sure, meow, 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 meow.
Sure, I will. I wish, I wish, I wish for an orange. I wish for a big round, a juicy orange.
Meow, 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 really sure? Meow, want to wish, meow?
Well, of course I want to wish for one. I'm going to do it, too. I wish, I wish, I wish for an orange. I wish for a big, round, juicy orange.
Mr. McFeely, you've brought me an orange.
That's right, X. Do you like it?
Do I ever? My wish came true, everybody. My wish came true. I wished for an orange and it came true. Look, look. Wishes do come true. I told you so.
Well, I'm sure glad you got your wish there, X. And here's your orange right there. Do you have it?
Well, thank you, Mr. McFeely.
You're certainly welcome. Well, I have to go now. You look lovely today, Henrietta. Lovely, yes, you do. Well, yeah. Bye-bye, everybody. Goodbye.
Yeah, meow, Mr. McFeely, meow.
My wish came true.
That's right.
Well, Mr. McFeely, I didn't know that you delivered wishes.
Well, that's all part of my delivery service.
Boy.
Good day to you. Good day, Henrietta. Good day.
Yeah, meow, Mr. McFeely.
Henrietta.
Meow.
My wish came true.
Meow, meow, glad?
Sure I'm glad. Why shouldn't I be?
Meow. Meow, 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 wishes. Meow, 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 meow.
Well, I never thought of that. No. I never thought of that.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Lady Irving. Good day. I just made a wish come true.
Well, how did you do that?
Well, I took an orange over to X the Owl, and he was wishing for one when I got there.
Oh, so he thought you made his wish come true.
That's right. That's great, isn't it?
Well, sometimes it's fine to have your wishes come true.
You know, Mr. Rogers and I were thinking about it even before X wished for the orange.
Yes, wishes don't just happen, do they?
No, ma'am, no, ma'am. Well, I'm very busy today, Lady Evelyn. I'll see you later, and a good day to you. Good day.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. Hi. I hear you got an orange, X.
Yes, and I'm not so sure I want it, Lady Evelyn.
Not want it, but you love oranges.
I know I do, but I got this one by wishing. And I'm not so sure I want wishes to come true.
Why not?
Well, Henrietta Pussycat, you know Henrietta, my neighbor, she said to me, what if all your wishes would come true, X?
And then what did you think?
Well, I thought about the times when I'm angry and I wish for bad things, like I wish my tree would fall down and all kinds of bad things.
And then what?
One time I wished that my tree would fall down and hit someone else on the head. I was mad all the day, and I just couldn't say why owls and people and things get that way. I've wished for some terrible things, I'd say. Especially trees falling down. But that wish certainly didn't come true, 'cause scary mad wishes don't make things come true. No, scary mad wishes don't make things come true. Do they?
Shall I tell you something very special about your orange?
You mean this one I wished for?
Yes.
Is it something scary?
Oh, no. It's something true.
Okay. What is it?
Mr. McFeely and Mr. Rogers were thinking about giving you that orange before you even wished for it.
But how did they know I wanted it?
Well, don't you always want an orange?
Sure I do. You know that.
Well, so does everybody else.
You mean it wasn't my wishing that made the orange come?
What do you think?
I think that... Hey, Henrietta! Henrietta!
Meow! Meow, 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 called.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow, Lady Evelyn.
Henrietta, guess what?
Meow.
This orange didn't come by my wishing for it.
Meow, didn't.
No, Mr. McFeely and Mr. Rogers were going to send it to me anyway. Isn't that true, Lady Evelyn?
That's true.
Meow, 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 feel.
I feel a lot better. Boy, now I can wish anything and not have to worry.
Why don't you try, X?
Okay. I wish for 3,000 oranges in my tree.
Meow, meow, 3,000, meow, meow.
Sure, why not? You can see they didn't come.
Oh, try again.
Okay. I wish that you would turn into a cow or two.
Meow, cow? Meow, 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 meow.
I'm certainly glad that didn't come true.
Yeah.
Meow, too. Meow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
Lady, are you a cow?
No.
You're not?
No, I'm just pretending it.
Oh, boy. Mm. I wish that you would turn into a chicken. I wish that you would turn into a horse.
Meow, 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 wonderful meow.
I do wish that I could wish for something real.
Meow.
Well, I wish I had oranges for both of you. 'Cause I like you both so much. You, my neighbor, Henrietta.
Meow.
And you, my friend, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, thank you. Well,
I've got only this one, though.
No, what we could do?
What?
We could make some orangeade with this orange.
Yeah?
And then we'd all be able to have some.
Meow. Meow, bring the cups, meow.
Oh, good. Okay, fine. Why don't you come inside my tree, and we'll do just that.
Great.
With this one orange for the three of us.
Good. Meow, 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 arbol.
What?
Meow, arbol. Meow, 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 Spanish, meow, tree.
Oh, arbol. Great. Come on inside my arbol here, and we'll make our orangeade together. Okay?
Arbol, here
meow,
we
meow,
come.
Meow, meow, meow. Arbol.
Arbol.
So they're going to make orangeade with the orange that they have. I like pretending with you, Mr. McFeely. Would you like to make some real orangeade?
Oh, I like orangeade, Mr. Rogers, but speedy delivery, you know. I have to go now. I wish my deliveries would deliver themselves, but they won't. People have to make their wishes come true, you know.
That's right. They certainly do.
I'll just take the pair along with me.
You're welcome to it.
Right in the box there, Mr. Rogers.
It's a big box for a little pair.
It certainly is. Well, good day to you, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Good day to you. Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely can't wish his deliveries to happen. And X was afraid that because he got one of his wishes, all of his wishes might come true. I remember worrying about that one time. Mm-hmm. One time I wished that a lion would come and eat up my house and my street. I was mad at the world, and I wished that that beast would stomp everything with his big heavy feet and eat everything with his big sharp teeth and eat everything with his teeth. But that wish certainly didn't come true, 'cause scary mad wishes don't make things come true. One time I wished that a dragon would come and burn up my daddy's big store. I was angry with him 'cause I wanted to play, but my daddy just went to his store right away. I wished that that dragon would burn that store. I wished it would burn Daddy's store. But that wish certainly didn't come true, I'm glad, 'cause scary mad wishes don't make things come true. Everyone wishes for scary mad things. I'm sure that you sometimes do too. I've wished for so many, and I can say that wishes are just little things like play. They're things that our thinking has made. So wish then, and don't be afraid. I'm glad it's certainly that way, aren't you? That scary mad wishes don't make things come true. No kinds of wishes can make things come true. Whatever you wish for, it just can't make it come true. No. You can wish for all sorts of things, and that's not what makes it come true. Bob Trow didn't just wish that this tree would get finished. No, he made it. Just a little bit of food for you fish. See you tomorrow. I must take these back.
to my friend. The pictures of the arbol. I've liked being with you today. You always make it special for me. You know when I'll see you again? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Adios.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
Thank you.